Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's happening, man? It's the MACR. It's the MAC Mar. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man G Lou and Westside Wednesday. Doesn't know.
Your boy J Remy and you in the mix with DJ Igor Beats. What it do, boy?
It's your boy Donna. And you're in the mix with DJ Igor Beats. What it do?
It's your boy Beat Mouth the Bank Rapper, man. I'm in the mix with DJ Igor Beats, man. What it do?
It's your boy Big E the Cook and you in the mix with Igor. What it do?
It's your boy Billy B's Move and you're in the mix with the one and only DJ Igor Beats. What it do?
It's your boy Doughboy, the official, aka DBCO, aka your baby mama's favorite rapper, in the mix with your boy DJ Igor B. What is
up? What's up? It's your girl Flawless from Money and Muscle Entertainment. You're in the mix with DJ Igor B. What it do?
It's your boy Gutter. You in the mix with Igor B. What it do?
It's your boy Hype with Beats Entertainment. You in the mix with DJ Igor B. What it do?
It's your boy Pimp Style. You're in the mix with DJ Igor B. What it do?
What it do?
Oh, yeah. I smell that. Sprinkle me with some of that, then. You know they ain't supposed to let me in the mic booth. Digging they chest every chance I get. Yeah. I move patient to touch this. I loaded paper and rushed this. I slowed down my vocab to minimo to show the kind of flows a pro has. Easily shift from fifth to first. I throw a tantrum on the mic if you say it's my verse. I don't think you can touch this. Cali kind of smooth with a rough mix. See, I'ma tap into your two steps. And spit it like a toothbrush. I'ma make sure the bass low on all down. Feeling like you're whooping your own self. Yep, gotta give it to Beat Blast. You can't spit with a weak chest. Better reach low for more purse unless you're just cool trying to pass the first verse.
Turn it up. DJ Igor Beats.
Back and forth on a zigzag dig, you dig? Oh, yeah. Take this musical trip with me. Bang life. Want to say special shout out to the G Lucio. Thanks for having me. On behalf of the Bay Life family, shout out to Bottom Pound Rap Media. What it do, Jeff? Oh, yeah. Where's my gummy bears? Roll up. Let's get into it. Shout out to D.Y.
I got a fetish for the game. I'm a boss and shit. Who this? Loaded trunk pumping with his sheet. I'm D-Wise, your boy. I come through mini coupe, just one of my toys. I've never been a flossy cat, but I expected to be a boss like that. Get him. I'm hella Oakland fool. East side Oakland's where I'm from, fool. I soaked up the game, that's a fact. That Lil D era, that real dope era plug. Homer Cavs and Fabby Davis. Side shows and hoes, misbehave. That Mustang cleaned in a motherfucker bumping. That Zapco something. Now if that ain't the town, glove up a Royal Park, we can all get down. Beat. CMT smashing, miraculous. Spider beat blasting, you bastards. Whoa. Since I hit the dope in 95, a life of time I had to give you some more. I'm on my ding dash kick. Kick. Ha. You can't tell D shit. No. Yeah, I did it for self.
Are we on the air?
Saying, oh my God, that nigga go hard. When you disregard, I'm pulling out my black car. Whip, girls, clothes, drips, oh shit. Niggas can't tell me shit. Baby girl thinks she slick. She ain't freezing no seeds, I'm just yet. Richer than you ever could know. Scraper, scraped up, sliding through the O. That's what we call self.
you won't forget me. Pull up and bang that bang, shit for show, you get it? Admit it, that boy D done did it.
I cross the street for success. That means I give you my best.
You dig it? I'm hard, better than I was before. And I do it for the bay, that's why I go so hard.
Still saying, oh my God, that nigga go hard. When you disregard, I'm pulling out my black card.
Wait,
girl, oh, shit, niggas can't tell me shit. Girl thinks she slick, she ain't freezing no things out this kid. Richer than you ever could know. Sprinkler scraped up, sliding through the O. That's what we call self. How I sustain my wealth. You won't see me 3 hours away. Smoke glass with your girl today.
It's the G Lou Show, DJ Igor Beats in the mix. Coming up next.
It's the real six footer.com, and you are now in the mix with DJ Igor Beats.
Live on the G Lou Show. Let's go.
You to pause and slow your walks on. Maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are. I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber. I just want a part of your heart I can borrow sometimes. And maybe I can call you up. And maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange visits and later arrange visits. Either your face or mine. Yeah, it's a different type of commitment. Talking about a true friendship,
yeah.
Someone I can depend on to be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl.
I'm getting higher, higher.
floor is now open.
What is you?
I was just trying to get into you. I was just trying to get with you.
You are now tuned in to the G Lou Show with Miss Queen Jean and G Lou. Make sure y'all stay tapped in. Let's go.
Okay, well then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G Lou Show. I appreciate you.
We got to do it. Welcome to the G Lou Show. World famous West Side Wednesdays radio. I am G Lou. I'm joined by the queen herself, Queen Jean. Good evening. We are here.
Hey. I tell you, look, I was like, we could just make this the Bay Life radio show for the moment, because that was
right.
That was a dope mix. That mix was just fire. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yep.
Igor
Beats.
Yes.
Shout out to DJ Igor.
Igor Beats. Yes. B-E-A-T-Z. Let's not get it twisted.
Yeah,
it's not B-E-A-T.
Put the Z on it.
Yes, sir. Put the
I stand
Z
corrected.
On it. Put
I stand
that
corrected.
Put
hey,
that respect
hey, Igor
on
made,
that
Igor
Z.
Corrected that, hey, Igor corrected that shit himself and reposted the flyer out itself. Like, I got this, man. Shout out to DJ Igor Beats, man. I stand to be corrected. Much love, brother. Hey, shout out before we get started. It's Westside Wednesday. Let me give a shout out to our sponsors for the evening. First and foremost, BTP Media Group, the legendary Jeff Don Magic Kwan. BTP Media, follow them now on all platforms. Also, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, the After Six Cruise Mix, every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific, with the legendary Tweed Cadillac, man. Tune in. And also, Dee Dee Harrison. Follow her at Dee Dee Harrison, publisher, author, producer. Follow her as well. Check out all of her books. Also, StreetLevelClothing.com. You want those OG golf hats, get at my homies at Street Level Clothing. Follow them on IG or go to the website. Also, go to the website of the G Lou Show, the official G Lou Show website, theGLouShow.com. Get everything associated with the show, our apparel, music, everything. That being said, Queen Jean, everyone heard the intro. You know we got the Bay Life in the building tonight. So go ahead and introduce our guest because he's here, Queen.
Hey, let's welcome DJ Igor Beats.
Uh-oh.
With the Z.
Uh-oh.
Straight out of the Bay.
Uh-oh.
East Oakland, to be exact. Don't go there, G Lou.
Oakland.
East Oakland, to be exact. DJ
right.
Igor.
What's happening? Yay. What up, Playboy, man? Give that boy a round of applause, man.
Thank you.
You had us
got to
all
do
the
it,
way
man.
Live
welcome to
up
the
in
show.
Here. Right.
Welcome
thank
to the
you,
show,
man. Thank
man.
You for having me.
Yes, sir,
yes.
Man. It's an honor.
Yes.
It's an honor
had
and a pleasure.
Had us all the way live.
Hey, Igor. Igor, first and foremost, like the queen already complimented you, man, but great mix, man. I like how you had the G Lou Show all up in there, man. Great, incredible mix. We gave them a taste of what you do. So go ahead and tell the people who are listening that may not be familiar with Igor or whatever you do and all that, and let the people know who we have here tonight, man.
Oh, man, you know, I'm DJ Igor Beats. I'm really just a janitor at Bay Life Radio, and I get to get on at midnight when everybody gone.
No. Well, you be captivating them. Look, if you're doing all that, you done captivated the whole everybody, because you definitely got us. So go ahead and continue. I'm sorry. I just want to let you know, if that's what you do after everybody's gone, if you're the janitor, you're the janitor of the fire.
That's right.
For sure. Actually, what I do is I run a radio show on Bay Life Radio that spotlights new and upcoming entertainers, and we try to connect the new entertainers with the pioneers that paved the way, because a lot of these new entertainers, they don't do their research.
Right.
You know, so yeah, we try to keep that going. We also promote upcoming entertainment shows around the Bay Area, giving a platform to up-and-coming entertainers just to get their music out there, you know, and show the world, because everybody can't afford to get on, the radio.
Right. So how long is, talk about Bay Life Radio, man, because this thing has been going on a long time. It's well-respected in the Bay. And tell the people what you guys do at BayLifeRadio.com. What is different from your average regular radio?
Oh, well, I can tell you as simply as this. We play raw and uncut. We play live, fresh out the studio. You know what I'm saying? All the way up to retail-ready music. But we try to give a platform to all the new entertainers that otherwise wouldn't be able to get out around the world with their music. We try to give them a voice, you know, and get their music heard. That's what we do at Bay Life Radio. Amongst other things, and keeping it cloudy.
Right, right. That's right. That's right.
Cloudy.
420, man. Every day. Hey, Igor. Igor, man, being that you're a legendary DJ on Bay Life and in East Oakland, who were some of the DJs or musical influences that inspired you to do what you want to do? Not only music, but really get into DJing as well and be a great DJ.
Oh, man, we would be here all day. I am really a culmination of all the great spirits of music. My super sensei, Greg Jedi, he keeps the whip on my back, so I'm always practicing, you know.
Right.
Some of the great DJs that I like is DJ Torre from the Bay. Of course, DJ Q-Bert. I never got that good. The great DJs, DJ Battle Cat, DJ Cut Creator, you know what I'm saying? DJ Marley Marl. I just like the old school hip hop, and you know what I'm saying? I kept that in it. I tried to.
Right. That's what's up.
Female DJs that you can speak on? Any female DJs?
You know, I have one favorite female DJ. But I never call her a female DJ because she's a DJ in her own right. And that's rest in honor, Pam the Funkstress.
Yes.
That young lady was incredible on the turntable. You couldn't just categorize her as a female DJ. You know what I mean? Because she held her own with all the DJs.
She has some boss moves, right? I was watching her today on a video, and I was like, I've never seen that done by a queen DJ. She uses her body to turn the tables.
That's the sexiest move in turntablism.
I was like, wow.
That's dope.
She does some jewels behind.
There's a couple of other female DJs that I'm listening to right now. I like DJ Gigi Sweet. She doing her thing. And DJ Coco Chanel, she also
Coco
holding
Chanel.
Her thing down too, man. Yeah, for sure.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Igor, you know, another thing I noticed about you, man, that's great and stands out is your energy. You know what I mean? You always have on the mic or whatever. Is that just part of the show personality, or is that just Igor personally?
I mean, if you hear me on the radio, that's me when you meet me, man. That's why it's so fun because I just get to be who I am with no restrictions, because that's just really who I am.
Right, right. That's right. That's dope. That's dope, bro. Yeah, I noticed that. Good energy, man.
Yeah, most people
sure
say
keep
I got
the party cracking.
I got a hella big mouth. That's what they say. They say, "Damn, Igor, you hella loud."
That's right.
Yeah, but it comes
Go ahead, Queen.
Go ahead, Queen. Oh, I was just gonna say, yeah, your energy comes with so much. I don't even know the word for it, but it's just so, look, before the show started, I was off. I was not aligned. I was just like, so listening to your mix was the first thing that was resetting me. But then when you came on, you have reset me. So I'm cool now. So that energy is just great. It's some amazing energy.
That's beautiful to hear. I'm humbled. I'm glad you like it.
Most
people
tell
me to calm down. They be like, calm down, man. It ain't that kind of situation. But I like to keep the vibe up. I like to keep the atmosphere around me with good energy and everybody smiling and moving in a good way.
Yes, that's so important nowadays anyway. That is so important. We need this in today's world. We definitely need this. So, yeah, that's real cool. I'll take it. Listen, I don't listen to your mix all day long. I'll take it.
I also think that it's a little bit magnified just because a lot of the time, you know, since I'm so involved in music, I feel like I'm running from today's music, the darkness of it. So I'm always trying to remind myself to stay up. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Hey, Igor. Yes. Hey, Igor, you know what's crazy, Igor? My next question I was about to ask you kind of has something to do with that. I was going to ask you, being that you're a DJ and a true DJ, how do you balance out, you know, being a DJ like with today's music and kind of like what you want to do? Because I can hear from your mix and know the era you come from, of course, the music you like to play and parties you like to rock. But being that you're a DJ and you have to be versatile, how do you deal and balance like with the music or with everything going on today opposed to maybe how you want to DJ personally?
Good question. And along with that, I want to tell you, you know, I'm just now learning, getting comfortable with the fact that the youngsters, they only want to dance to the first verse of the song. And then
okay.
as soon as
okay.
like when the hook come on, they be like, what's next?
All right, keep it moving.
Right. As opposed to the OGs. You know, the OGs, they don't get up till almost the last verse of the song. So you got to play the song, keep going. So I done figured out how to smoke two blunts and take two Tylenols and then deal with the youngsters. You know
right, okay. Right.
I do have to, after a young party, though, I got to tell you, after a young party, I got to come home and reset by just going in the mix with a whole bunch of old school. Just to bring me back to reality.
Right. Hey, but do you get to, but when you do these younger crowds, are you able throughout your set to ease in some of the old stuff, and do you see that they react different or they respect it or they not fucking with it at all?
No, you know, that's one of my favorite things to do because, you know, a lot of the new songs they try to use now has a taste of the old school in it, a sample, a replay somewhere. So whenever I hear a new song like that and I'm in the mix, I try to slide the old school song in. Most of the time, the youngsters look at me like, hey, who is that? What's that song? I'm like, yeah, that's where you got that from. They like, for real?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, you got to research. Look this up, you know?
Right.
What's up?
Wow.
That's what's up.
I just I wanted to know, I know that you and Square have this connection, and how did you all connect, and how long have you all been knowing each other, and how often are you guys in the same space?
Oh, man, I can tell you, this was a blessing. The door of the Matrix opened up, and the Oracle invited me in and introduced me to Square.
Wow.
I just love it, right?
Okay. I got his own effects. Okay, I ain't got to do nothing. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. This is Bay Life Radio tonight. You hear me? This is Bay Life Radio tonight, man.
Yes.
Much love. No, but you know, I got a chance to meet Square.
That's a new one. That's a new one, man. And shout out to Square. Go ahead, bro.
So, yeah, I got a chance to meet Square because I ended up working. My first radio station I ever worked at was KPR1 Radio. Shout out to Gabe. I had a friend. He passed away. But before he passed away, he kept asking me for like 2 months, you know, come down to my radio show. Come down to my radio show. And I was like, man, I don't want to go to no radio show, man. At the time, I didn't like the radio because the radio played 8 songs a day for 8 hours a day over and over. And it cost $1 million to get a song on. So I was sour at the radio at that point. So I was going bad on him. And he said, well, I'll let you play what you want. And I said, quit playing with me. He said, I tell you what, you can mix my show. Just let me do the announcement. I said, okay, I'm there. So I went to the radio show, and in the middle of the radio show, the owner came out with the calendar and said, we need you on this day. So I ended up sticking around after the show, talking to the owner. And as I'm talking to the owner, I hear another DJ in there setting up. You know, you hear a little stamp of the little chivet, chivet, down, you know, and the first song he started playing with, I'll never forget, was More Bounce to the Ounce. And I was like, hey, who is that in there? And they was like, oh, that's DJ O Uma. And I said, who? And they was like, oh, Uma, he liked to play that old school. You know, and I was like, oh, for real? So I ended up sticking around, listening to him get down. And needless to say, after I heard him mix that first time, I just needed to meet him. So I just stuck around to after his show, and I met him, and it's been all downhill ever since. Easy.
That's right. That's right. That's
cool.
A beautiful story. Shout out to the square guy.
For sure. For sure. That's the square apocalypse.
Hey, how long? The square apocalypse. Hey, how long after, since Queen asked you that, how long after you guys met and you got down, did you start getting down together? Did it start doing stuff together? Like, how long before the Bay Life Radio came, and when did the Bay Life Radio come about?
Oh, wow. Let me see. So I want to say I met Square in the beginning of 2013. By the summer, we was grooving because we were on KPR1, and KPR1 was in the middle of expanding. So they had to close down for a couple of months. At the time, I had a recording studio. So I was like, well, fellas, you know, we can still mix at my recording studio until Gabe gets back up. So we started mixing here at the recording studio and sitting back. And, you know, once you start rolling up what I roll up, your imagination start working. And I was like, I bet you I can hook up a radio station. I remember how it was hooked up. And everybody was laughing like, for real? And I said, watch. And believe it or not, the next morning I had about 4 computers hooked up like we had a radio station. They was like, man, you is crazy. So we started DJing like that, and it just stayed together. When KPR1 opened back up, he definitely gave us the opportunity to come back. But by then, we had learned to gel together so much, and it was like 6 of us. We had learned to gel together so well, we kind of like kept our own thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And you know what I'm hearing here is that I listen to your energy. It's just so... And Squares is so mellow. He's so mellow and cool when he talks, you know. And you guys are together. What is that like when you guys are? Do you balance each other or?
Oh man, it's like we've been family for years. It's like I said earlier in the text. Square is like the brother I was supposed to have. It's like he do his thing. And I do my thing, and it kind of like fit right together, right around them. You know, even down to mixing, we play a lot of the same songs, but we never play them in the same set together, or we never like cross like I already played that. You know, very rarely does that happen. But it's like we kind of already know how to play around each other to keep things going.
Yeah, Square said he's Yoda, you're Yoda, and he is R2-D2. And, so I guess you know what that means. And and he said that the force has been strong between the two of you. He's listening on right now. I know he's listening to the show. Press 1, Square, come on in. We had Square on the show a couple of weeks. Was it last week, G, or the week before last?
I think the week before last. Well, last week?
Yeah, we had Square.
I'm not sure. I think maybe one of the last weeks, if I listened in to it, that was a deep show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was deep.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was a good show. Thank you, yes. Yeah, because I would, you know, like I said, listening to you, you're so upbeat. I mean, I love the energy. I love it. And Square is just so cool. He's just so cool and so mellow and, when he speak, I love Square, you know, and he mixes well just as well too when he's doing his mixing.
Right.
So
right.
What do you? Well, I don't need to ask you what do you do to get your vibe going for the show when you're coming out to do your show, because you already said you keep the clouds going. Do you meditate before a show? Do you pray? What do you do before you actually
get on
those tables?
I can tell you, with all the preparing that I do, right before the show, I go totally blank. I can't remember none of the preparation that I just did. And I just have to go from the first song that I play. By the time I get on, no matter if I practice for a whole week, as soon as I get up there, everything go blank, and I just have to pick a song. And then something just, I'm addicted to music. I'm a music fiend.
Yeah. I love music as well. But I just love it.
I mean, I've lost two houses because of music, because I had to have music.
Then you addicted, like you said.
I lost a
great relationship because of my records. She was like, your records or me? And I was like, well, where are you moving to?
Where are you moving to? I already lost the house.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Hey, Igor, I wanted to ask you this. I heard you say earlier that when you guys weren't in the studio or the radio station, you went to the spot to so you guys can still mix. So is it still like for a DJ, almost like not practice, but like almost, you know, you got to get down still or create new mixes or just want to practice? Like, how is that for a DJ, for you, being that you've been doing it so many years, like to now want to still mix like on your own time and things like that?
Well, I tell you, in the words of the great Chris Rock, it just be calling me and calling me and calling me.
Right.
I get up in the middle of the night and just start mixing. I wake up early in the morning when the kids getting ready for school. While they doing their thing, I jump on. It's there. It's like a part. It's like music is like my first cousin. You know how you got that favorite first cousin you just grew up with all your life? That's how music is to me.
Right.
So when you're on the mic and you're DJing, you got that crowd out there. I know you got them jumping. I know you just got that vibe really going I keep going back to your energy because I love your energy. And if you have this energy and you're on the mic saying, you know, what do you be saying when you're on the mic?
You know, I can tell you this. I never know until I say it.
it just comes with the vibe, huh? With the music vibe.
It comes with the vibe. I'm looking at people. People's expressions make me say stuff when they're in the crowd. The way they move and it make me say stuff. I try to remember things to say, you know, phrases I've coined and stuff like that. But it seemed like it just never happened that way. It's just like it's always something in front of me that draws me to say whatever it is I say.
Well, that's good that you're not repetitive with the same thing. You just, you know, you're natural with it. You know, you see something, you be like, okay, look at that over there. So the crowd gets you going on what to come up out of what you're going to say.
Yeah. You know, it was in the old school. There was an old school group back in the days. Their name was Double Trouble. You know what I'm saying? And I used to watch them on this. I used to watch this film called Wild Style. I think I've seen it about 500 times now. And the way this group controlled the crowd with they chant, I just always wanted to be able to be that conductor. You know what I'm saying? So it just helped me imagine.
Wow. That's real dope.
Hey, Igor, Queen, before we continue, let me take a couple phone calls. We got some callers out there. I see some Bay Area callers out there may want to holler at Igor. So let me go to the phone line, please. Caller 510, you live on the air. Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Hey.
Uh-oh. Yes, we can. Okay, can I get a mic check?
Right.
I love it.
I had to come in on this one, boy. I tell
what
you.
Oh,
man, just sitting here taking notes. I had to ask real quick, could you repeat the, you said Double Trouble. I'm writing this stuff down. So that way I make sure when you test me on Friday that I got the proper answer. You didn't say The Treacherous Three or Africa Bambaataa. You did say Double Trouble, right?
Right, I said Double Trouble, double trouble.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let y'all know this man is being very humble because he's also a hip hop historian, and that's one of the things back to what you were asking earlier that drew us together is that not only is he a good DJ and has the energy and stuff, he knows his music and things of that nature. And a lot of DJs just stay in the realm of top 40 or just what the crowd is required or the person that hires them. But this man goes deep in the realm of real hip-hop music. And it's just really what drew us together, because I'm kind of hard on today's music and today's artists. But because of Igor, I give them more of a listen and more of a play when I'm able to just play freely versus somebody hiring me. He's opened my eyes and ears to, hey, you know, not all of them are just caught up in the foolishness or, like he said, the darkness. There are a lot of new artists that really understand what hip-hop is all about. R&B, too. And that speaks volumes, especially on the R&B tip, because they've taken so much musicianship out of schools and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of artists nowadays, new artists, don't know nothing about piano lessons or playing a guitar. If it wasn't in Pro Tunes or whatever today's technology is, they really wouldn't know about instrumentation and stuff like that. But I give Yoda, Igor, the full credit that I myself listen to newer artists now and hear what I would have normally blocked out, because like he said, when he first heard me, you know, I'm playing nothing but old school. I'm going to impose old school on you, because that's, to me, what it is as far as if you're talking about real music, because all those artists had to use instruments and things of that nature. Whereas people nowadays, they just push a button, or they can even do it on their phone. They don't even have to see anything resembling an instrument and stuff. So I just wanted to make sure that that's kind of like my oral presentation, so that way my teacher here would give me a homework grade while I got on the phone. I hope I ain't doing too much or taking over or anything like that. But just wanting to know that I am taking a lesson and learning as he proceeds during this interview.
You know, I got to tell y'all, the square, he make it easy, because, like, the way he mixes, he don't remind you with the song he's playing. The song he plays reminds you of, like, 7 or 8 other songs you forgot about that you love. And you be like, oh, yeah.
Yes. Wow, you two definitely compliment each other. I just love the kindred spirits.
Right. You would swear that we've known each other for
forever.
As long as we've both been DJing. We've both been blessed to have been DJing 30 years and stuff, but just got to get to know each other in these 2000s. But it doesn't seem that way.
No, it doesn't. It seems like you guys have been on each other forever. But he said you're the brother he never had, so that's real cool. That's real cool.
Yes, I appreciate that. And I'm an only child, so for somebody to claim me as a brother, that speaks volumes.
Yes, definitely.
For sure, it does.
Squareopolis and Igor Beats. What they know about that? Bay Life Radio. Hey, where can tell people where they can like some of these mixes and things like you send me and stuff we can hear time and time. Tell these people where they can get some of these exclusive mixes at, or where they can get at you all about, you know, maybe DJing a party or doing some business or getting drops or whatever they want to get at or Square about some action. Tell them where they can do that at.
Most definitely. Man, you can hit me. I'll be live at your mama's house on Thursday. Instagram is DJ Igor B. Facebook is Richard Gray. I give you my phone number over the air, but, you know, I don't want everybody calling like that. But if you hit me on the email, DJ Igor B, DJ IGORBEATZ at gmail.com. Yeah, we can link it together. Send me what you want on the drop. Send me your mix. Send me your song. We are very willing to play you on Bay Life Radio as well. Or if you want to request some of those
That's
mixes,
what I was going to ask, too. How do MCs, that's another thing, how do MCs or people with music that want to submit it to get it played on Bay Life, how do they do that as well?
Yep, email it. We'll get you on the morning show, DJ Igor B at Gmail. We just ask you to please put for the radio, so at least we just know it's cool to play on the radio. Yeah, email it. Hit me on one of my messages on there, and I'll give you my direct line. You know what I'm saying? I mean, oh, hell, I got the oldest Metro in the Bay anyway. It's 510-472-1517. I think it's the first Metro in the Bay.
Not the Metro. Okay. Hey, Igor. Igor and Square. I didn't ask Square this, but since you're here, Square, Igor and Square, Bay Life Radio, what do you feel about the future of Oakland? Well, the whole Bay, San Francisco, Palo, the whole area. What do you feel about the future of hip-hop or just the future, period, moving forward with the Bay, how everything is changing daily and gentrification and so many things, you know. The Raiders move. Well, Square is not even a Raiders fan. I'm a Raiders fan. But Raiders move, you know, the everything's changing. What do you feel about the future of the Bay, period?
Permission. I just say that the Bay is still going to flourish because of Silicon Valley technology. Right. As long as those things, just proof in how we are all connected to the show this evening, using the technology that we're using, will always have a bright spot, so to speak, for people to flourish, people to come, and if they're technologically sound, so to speak. But musically, I really feel like it's really up to the listeners, because you have some people that think outside the box, and then you have some that are just on it because somebody has 20,000 followers, or somebody is on this commercial or this show. And I can go in deeply from the start of just music videos and people turning from not just showcasing their song to making a 12-minute video / movie that really ain't got nothing to do with the song, but that's what people are mesmerized by. So it still has to do with technology and just how people view things nowadays, and back to followers and things of that nature. So the Bay is always going to flourish. People are coming from all over the world to just try to be in the Bay, no matter how expensive it is to live here. and everything because of Silicon Valley and technology and stuff like that. It almost really has nothing to do with the musical aspect. Although there are some people that have been blessed to know what musicianship is and are able to come with the point of view of, hey, I want people to see that I'm musically inclined, that I can do more than just,
right.
as Igor would say, lip sync over my song. There are people that right. actually do know how to play an instrument because they were blessed with parents or grandparents or just a role model that showed them what musicianship is all about and stuff. And as long as
hey.
We do have that, which the Bay does have a ton of talent that comes out of
yeah.
it that are musically inclined, and just the old school artists that paved the way and stuff like that, that in itself is also going to keep the Bay flourishing.
Right.
Right.
Hey, Square.
Square, yes.
Go ahead. Igor, let me interject this right quick. Not to cut you off, Igor, because I know you're coming with your spiel as well, right? But Square says something important about the kids coming up or how they came up or even with the Silicon Valley thing. I got a just quick two-part question for you, Square, just piggybacking off of that. First, you talked about music and musical instruments. Do you think these kids coming up now or in the future – will still be interested, or even the schools, I don't know if they have the programs, I don't think they have them like they used to, but like music class and all this, do you think kids will still be inspired, if any, to want to play instruments, being that everything is, you could do everything on your computer, play, they make the shit in the computer where you could play, you know how it is, but do you think kids are still
yeah.
Want to play instruments, and second part is being that you guys, like you said, the Bay is pretty much based off the Silicon Valley now, and that's how everything's moving, right? Do you think even coming up and kids growing up in the Bay Area, schools or anything teach them or want, they will have action at being a part of that, you know, being able to work in that area because, you know, we know that's real elite and exclusive. You know, will kids have action or being even taught in schools to be a part of that that wave of that Silicon Valley where things are really moving in the Bay in the future?
I really feel like, and I can answer both those questions with one answer. It is back to what
okay.
I said. It depends on how a child is introduced to musicianship, whether it's technologically or through instruments or whatever. Then that goes back to parenting, role
right.
models. Are they open-minded enough to want to learn the sounds that they're hearing on Pro Tunes and all that kind of stuff? Mm-hmm. And do they want
right.
to learn how to create their own sound and stuff like that? I'm sitting here now, and it's a commercial that comes on all the time. It has nothing to do with music, but they have Jill Scott in the studio and got people around her playing instruments and stuff like that. So a child might see that and say, oh, what's that he's playing? Or, you know, it depends on what motivates today's generation. Is it about,
right.
like I said, followers and just the sound of it and the repetition of it? And I go back to what Igor said, no lip syncing, although a lot of them think that that's the way to go. But to
right.
be able to not only create your own sound and your own vibe speaks volumes to how open-minded a person is, whether they're young or old. And we still see, thank God, a lot of venues that, I mean, I know things have kind of tilted down because of COVID and all that kind of stuff, but you still have venues that would prefer to have a live band versus just a DJ or a jukebox or whatever their sound system is. And
it's always
when people,
better.
It's always
even these artists
live.
Got bands. Some of them have bands.
Day,
live bands.
Nothing beats live music, and that is spoke on because I come from the era when there wasn't no DJing. There was nothing but my mama forced me to take piano lessons, and I regret not following through on that. You know, I could play a couple of songs here and there, Mary Had a Little Lamb and stuff like that, but I wish I would have continued because not that it would have stopped me being a DJ, but that to me, just having that extra musicianship would have expanded what I was able to do with my DJing, with production, things of that nature. And to me, those things, if a child is not introduced to that, then they only gonna think as far as their cell phone or their laptop or whatever the case may be, because that's the biggest thing going. That's what I was referring to about Silicon Valley. It's like, you know, the technology, there's nothing wrong with it. It there's a bunch of good to it, but we know that that nothing beats live music. Nothing beats a real drummer or a piano or guitar or flute.
Those instruments.
Yes, it's like nothing beats that. And that's why technology is programmed the way it is to make those, to duplicate those sounds and stuff like that. Because technology is telling you that, hey, that's what real music is, but we're going to duplicate it and make it easy so that way today's generation, all they got to do is push a button or look at a screen and swipe left or right, and a sound comes out. So I think it really depends on what a child is exposed to, or a person, whether they're young or old, is exposed to, who's their role model, who sparks that flame in their head to make them want to take it to that level of, I want to learn how to play a guitar or a trumpet or something like that. Go ahead.
You know, I said it all comes from your first school, you know. What you said, what you introduced to. Govern all that.
Go ahead, Igor.
As far as the music, you know, square right, it's going to be there. I can't say, though, the state of music in the Bay right now is kind of sad, you know, because you would think that with all this technology that it would be a more sensible way for artists to make money with their music, you know. And even though it's still like all these avenues, it's still all these loopholes you got to jump through to even get a few cents, you know, technology, you know. It's easy to give your music, give your music away, but the whole game of making money it has all the phases of the red tape that it had back in the old school days. So in that sense, it's still kind of sad, you know. And then when you think about, all the cats are not looking at good music is timeless. Good music will not fade out next month. A good song in the Bay, a good song used to last from summer to summer. You could hear one song this summer and two songs next summer. It would be there next summer, and maybe a new one is taking over. And even if it's good, you probably hear it one more summer. You know what I'm saying? But nowadays, it's like it's a new song every 3 months. It's like, how do you get the crowd to sing along with you if you keep changing the song? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
In that kind of sense, I think just the Bay
needs a little more direction as far as musical guidance and getting the understanding across of how to make your music last for years and years. Because, honestly, I really don't see all these young cats doing all this shooting with these gun bars for the next 20 years. They gonna all be dead.
Right. Right.
No,
yeah, man.
Really,
that's crazy, though.
Right,
you say
now,
that.
No,
that's crazy.
Because of what's happening.
I'm like, I'm starting to
right.
believe some of these rappers, as many people as they shooting in Oakland. Now I'm like, y'all really living y'all lyrics. You know, and
yeah,
that's crazy.
Everywhere with these youngsters. They really
I
trying
feel like
to live up to
a,
it.
It got to be an era like us, like our age. A part of us just got to really just say stop. You know, the real is the real, and all this fake is just show. You know what I mean? It's
right.
it's as simple
right.
as
it was separated.
If you know anything about,
it was separated.
Right. If you know anything about like the group like Earth, Wind and Fire. So when you seen them on stage, they was dressed up for the stage. When they got off
right.
the stage, you know, they left the stage on the stage. And it's
right.
nobody
right.
telling these young artists the difference between that. They thinking that I got to
yeah.
live with what I'm saying. And then, you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And then
yeah.
there comes the question of if you really living like that, how are you going to be a rapper because you're going to give a concert? And that means you're going to be a target. I'm going to come to the front row. I'm going to buy the first ticket. As soon as you get on stage, you're gone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah.
how do you
yeah.
live that life and be a rapper? And it seems like it's not enough artists standing up saying that that's not what it is.
Yeah.
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 This is a whole different, this generation and the way things are
true.
Now is a whole different, yeah, it's a whole different
ballgame.
That's ball
very true and a great interpretation of what's going on right now. Like you said, no one would step up and say that. Everyone is either, like you said, trying to be part of that or trying to be too hard or they just want to stay out the way or whatever. But like you said, there's no one saying it. And it's to the point where I see the music now reflect, like you just said earlier, it was a difference and a separation between certain shit, what was real and what was not, what was music and what was not. And everyone, of course, was into it in our era when the gangster rap came and all that or whatever it was influenced you, right? But you still knew how to
right.
separate it. And the artists knew how to
right.
separate it as well. Like you said, whereas today they don't do that. And it's almost like art imitating life or life imitating art all in one realm. And it's so bad to the point where people who really not even about that, they portray it as well and don't know how
right.
to separate it. You know what I mean? And they'll get themselves killed or kill someone else and go to prison or some bullshit trying to prove that. You know,
and it's even so bad
to where it reflects everything. Like I see right. women now, it's so bad to females. Like some of these females don't even really know how to be females no more. They just as hard as the dudes. You hear them, see them pulling up, bumping some way out shit. You know what I mean? That is so, and they rapping all the words. You know, so even females is like extra hard now. You know, it's just a lot, man.
I think it was one thing. It was one small thing that they took out the whole game. If you could just imagine, you know how you put one string on a shirt, you got a little ravel. If you keep on pulling
yeah.
it, then you get a big old hole, you got a problem. I believe,
mm-hmm.
this is just my personal opinion, it was one thing they took out the whole game that shift the whole paradigm. I'll tell y'all what it is. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't be mad at me for saying this. It's just my personal opinion, okay? But I personally believe that what they took out the game was ass whooping.
Right.
See, I come from an era where kids, when you was coming up, whether you was good or bad, you got that one ass whooping within 2 seconds
of
your life.
You got 20 ass whooping.
You realize, you know what I'm saying? But you got that one. That one where you cry so hard you didn't even make no noise. You know what I'm saying? That one
right.
that showed you I'm finna be good. See, they don't have that no more. Parents don't have that kind of authority over kids no more. So it took
nah,
the rules
no.
off of every level of the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if you look at, like, for instance, I learned how to fight good because my stepfather, my pops, he made me fight. He was like, you're not finna be no punk. You're not finna let somebody push you around. You're not going to keep running home tattletelling. Because tattletelling would get you a worse whooping than beating somebody up when I was coming up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it seemed like the government, they knew that. They knew that we have to figure out somehow to take the authority out of the house. And the first thing they did is they made it against the law to whoop your kids. Now they can go,
yeah, they
oh, whooping. And now you can't chastise your kids. So now they just running over you. You know what I mean? But,
you know, wasn't that in the 90s when they did that? Yeah, that was in the 90s when they did that. Like, I remember that. Where you couldn't beat you, where you couldn't whip your kids. They'll tell you to call the police. Call us.
Right.
Now, but that's still, I still think, but look, you're right, but I still think that fall on the parent and the kid. Because, see, if you got respect for your kid, your kid ain't even going to fix his mouth to say, I'll call somebody on you. You feel me? So it's like, I know I wouldn't back in the day. So regardless of that type of shit, I don't know.
Back in the day,
I wouldn't even put my mouth to say that.
Back in the day, my mama said, you pick up that phone to call somebody, you'd be dead before they got here.
That's what I'm saying. You had that much respect. That's what I'm saying. You had that much respect, though. It was about the respect so much that you know you wouldn't do that. Now they don't even have
that. Because I put fear in my kids. Yeah, I did. Fear. I put that fear in my kids.
Fear.
Yeah.
And see, that's what I was getting to, because in me learning the way that I learned, my kids, they didn't even get whooping, but they got scared enough to believe that they would get that whooping, because I had those stories to tell them. You know what I mean? So it worked to whereas, you know, me and my kids, we developed where they didn't even get whooping. You know what I mean? And they still had respect for me. And, you know, my son tried. Yeah, every boy tried his dad, you know, when they get older, you know, rite of passage, I guess. You know, I tried it. You know, I knew about life when I woke up.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Right.
Yeah.
DJ,
I think,
we got DJ Igor. Go ahead.
I was saying, I just think overall, though, it just got to be more people that's in position to step up and say what the real way is. You know what I mean? That's all to take.
Right.
Yeah. Too many
yeah.
scare tactics because these parents are scared of their children. And then you got these children who are out there hustling, making these big bands and bringing them to the parents. So the parents are just going to allow all this stupid mess to go through. And it's just crazy, this generation, the way things
nowadays,
the world is.
That is... Exactly, especially if you're in an inner city or a neighborhood like that, you know, and you, like you say, your kid is hustling and he's making big money home, it's going to influence the parents eventually, or your mom, single-parent home, you know, so things like that happen every day, you know, so it's just a lot, depending on circumstances and situations as well, that enhance things and make things even worse. But bottom line is the problem is, like we all are speaking on, that it is pretty much different how kids are being raised these days for the most part. You know what I mean? Very differently, where the respect is just not there. It's more of a friendship and you know, it's just not good in the long run. You know what I mean? Because some of these kids, we see what's going on right now. So I don't know.
And
we got
like,
on a whole different topic
like,
subject. We ain't gonna go too far in that because
we
don't want to dig off too deep. This is about Igor.
We did go somewhere else, but the topic is relatable to music. We were speaking on music,
right?
And that's where the music is now. And this is why we're speaking on the discipline of children because of the music now. But so it's kind of off topic, but it's right on cue. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you said it. You said it right on time because I was trying to say that to get to that. That's why a lot of the music right now is so dark and it seems so questionable in the day as far as music, because everybody is making, you know, kill, I'm sad.
Yeah.
Nobody's making, hey, let's party. Hey, let's have fun. Hey, let's have a good time.
No more. Ain't no more bounce to the ounce. Ain't no more
do-wah-diddy. You got to – and then the flip coin of that is you just got to look for it. You know how they say you know, if you want to check the status of a society, just dig into their music. You got to really dig into hip-hop because I think even part of their agenda is to make hip-hop on the surface look notorious. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you really dig into hip-hop, man, there's some dope artists that's doing some good music that really need a light. And you know, that's the part that made me want to turn to radio. Try to find that again, because I remember the old school radio DJ, that was his mission, to find the new, fresh, up and coming, what's the next best song, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it didn't come with no movie, you feel me? So yeah, that's how we got to get it back to, man, you know, just the love of it. And then you think about it this too, you know, the technology, it's a gift and a curse, because although, you know, you can stimulate some of that great music, it's a machine, so it don't have no soul. You know, all those instruments was played by humans with a soul. So you soul conveyed through that instrument, and you can't do that with a machine.
No.
You know?
That's a good way to put it right there. You said a machine ain't got no soul. That's a good way to put that right there, man.
Yeah, because when you really listen to it, right, it don't have no soul. It don't have no soul.
Right. Even when you turn on the machine, like any machine you buy, when you buy it and it's in default mode, and you notice, like, anything you turn on, it's just working almost.
Yeah.
You gotta go in and fine-tune it to make it work as it can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah, tweak it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That's you putting your soul into it. That's you tweaking it with your soul. You feel me?
I feel you.
Yeah.
I hear you and understand.
Wow. I think we just keep at the music. We gonna get it back to how it's supposed to be.
Like that.
That's right.
You got
that's
going
right.
On.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the reason why
so,
I appreciate Square so much on his end, because he has this like, you gotta really impress Square with some new music for him to play it, for him to put it in the mix. He come from an era where, you know, you gotta deliver that message in the music. You know, there was always something said in the underline of the music until today. You know.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, sir. Shout out to the Square guy. Hey, with that being said, Igor, let's get back into one of these mixes, man. Let's go take a ride right quick, like my homeboy Flossie would say, and we'll be right back. This is DJ Igor Beats in the mix.
For sure. Oh, this is my man Big Head right here.
Hey, 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 it's that R&B dude, I Stevie. You in the mix with my cousin Igor Beats. The basement's going scandalous, scandalous.
Yeah, man, it's your boy Mangy, man. And I'm in the mix with DJ Igor Beats. What it do?
It's your boy Manette.
And you're in the mix with DJ Igor Beats.
What it do?
It's your boy Mo Gunn, CEO of Beats Entertainment. And you in the mix with DJ Igor Beats. What it do?
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Whiteout. One part of the Bay Boys of Comedy. And you in the mix with my little big cousin, DJ Igor Beats. What it do?
It's your boy Rascal of Beats Entertainment, and you're in the mix with DJ Igor Beats. What it do?
It's your boy Gutter. You know, it's the mob. And you in the mix with Igor Beats. What it do?
DJ Igor Beats.
Fake life!
From Cali to Rio, summer funk is the real. It's a dance, it's a vibe, something you feel. Mass appeal, so I'm here to reveal. Bringing it to the world, it's the new dance deal. Summer funk, making you shake that rump. Intoxicating rhythms over big bass bumps. Whenever we pull up, the crowd go nuts. Slap a summer funk, beating up that trunk. Like at the Copa Cabana. It's the hottest track you've heard out since Havana. Ooh, nah, nah. Make it shake that booty like a thoroughbred. Triple crown strutting secretariat. We killed the competition, go and bury it. Summer funk taking over, best beware of it. Hips roll to the rhythm, tempo intense. Sweat drips from her body, Brazilian tense. She bad and I ain't afraid to admit it. That sack about to have me committed. Twerk left, twerk right, now there. Twitch your booty, chick, I'm wiggling a bit. Cause who got damn, look at the sack on her. If that booty was a car, I'd be a passenger. Cause who my me, you got me. Thinking so naughty, I'm your body. In the backseat of a Bugatti. With something chunky to smoke and some bubbly. Now drop that thing, way down low. Sway the hips, baby girl, like you're sweeping the floor. Now lean back like you're deep in the rows. Super bad, girl, you're still in the show.
Feeling like she's ready to blow. Watch out! Oh. hydraulics, 808 drums. You don't want none, nigga better run. When beef is on, I pop that trunk. Come get some, pistol grip, pump. If a nigga step on my white egg once, it's red rum. Ready, here come, Compton, Drake found me in the slums, selling that gun. One hand on my gun, I was selling rocks, and Master P was saying, Buck past the blunt. It's G on the girls, just wanna have fun. Coke and rum, got weed on the tongue. I'm banging with my hand up a dress like, I make a ton, purple haze in my lungs. Whole gang in the front, kicks a nigga wanna stun.
I put Lamborghini doors on that Escalade. Little pro, so they look like I'm riding on play. No one in, man, a nigga so great. I have a strict bitch in the telly going both ways. Touch me, tease me, kiss me, please me. I give it to you just how you like it, girl. You're now rocking with the best straight down on my hips, step on my chest. They say I'm no good, cause I'm so good. Bitch, folks do not want me around. This shit might pop off, and this shit pop off. Somebody gon' get laid the fuck out. They call me new money, say I have no class. I'm from no bottom, I came up too fast. The hell if I care, I'm just here to get my cash. Ooh, yeah, bitch, bitch, my ass.
Okay.
niggas ain't feeling me, so watch me get retarded on this special delivery. Blood smoke switches and a full glass of Hennessy, riding down the strip with a 15 killing me. Parking lot tipping, I know y'all kind of feeling me, cause 2 in the morning, the game is kind of feeling Z, and 202, the girl is trying to feel me, but let's just chill, this is all for the spiel. We'll make it happen like a song been lagging. Shit, as long as I've been doing this, I should've been rapping, but I keep it all bumped. Y'all cats ain't feeling me, and got a breakdown, baby damn remedy. Keep it all doctored with that East Oakland energy. Prime it out, 450, hoes for the getaway. Old school bump that'll back your ass back and make you be immersed in this basement track. All my real motherfuckers, I know y'all feeling me, and fake ass niggas, take this great phone delivery. Cause if you hit me, won't stop till the party drop. Cause ain't nothing but legs after 2 o'clock. So get the hand in the Remy and chop the Phillies in a fat ass fishing sack. Boy, can you feel me? The party jumping now like the end of the week. While I'm raping to the rhythm of the Keith Thurman beat. Thought he wouldn't get jacked, but he took to the streets. While I act a fool with a basement seat. They told me be cool, but it's cool with me. He been a fool with the school with me. Niggas had to chill to that driving beat and make they money in these open streets. Zap in the lab with a speaker box. And old school genius with the twist on lock. Name sewn in to the driver's seat. And little mama scared holding on to the beat. But all you gotta do is don't spill my drink. And I'll figure eight while I rake the beat. Baby gon' sing while I play the break. While every damn beat in this mix get break. Way back like old school phone band, or maybe even further than Cadillac seat. I know he's been around since I made my first beat, 3.5 on the Richter scale. I get a brother 50 knock old school sales. Naked strawberry, cognac swish, roll real tight with my favorite dish. Blue Afghani, train wreck kush, all got a piece of my favorite bush. The super light crystals that keep you buzzing. I know I got it good, I'm the doc first cousin. I seen every day like it's religion. Doc, could you please fill my prescription? I've gone kind of blind and I can't see without proper dose of purple in my life with a B.
It's a low, low Honda, funky smack Ruko, old school rhyming, testing 1-2 mo. The party don't stop, put your foot on the rock, and everybody shake it from the bottom to the top. The feeling that it give you, can't nobody tell it. Need to name that package, man, follow that and sell it. And the place gon' shift when the bass react, and all the party people catch a heart attack. You might as well dance and stop acting funny, cause I brought my two-step and my drinking money. I'ma start the night off with 2 shots of Dom. Party rockin' till the break of dawn, and bring the party back from the great beyond, and holler like Bill, get it going on, get your ass off the wall and up out your seat, I'm back in the booth, my man Junior on the beat.
Don't come to my section if you ain't VIP, VIP, with pop bottles at the bottom and you just ain't riding, riding. Don't come to my section if you ain't VIP, VIP, with pop bottles at the bottom and you just ain't riding.
Women on us, the narrow look like it's throwing on us. Somebody got a king around me, never ask a queen, I'm drawn. They come when I call, see a pimp and they call me. King Dennis with Igor, and Junior the homie. With coaches out of smoke, rappers named Louis, we blow. Potties on the flow, make the party go. Junior makes a slap, Igor spoken, I follow the OG music is on. I'm mad to the bone. Like bars, I get you drunk. I love living. I do no stunts. I blow runs to fill my chest up. The best time of the club is when the lights come on. Now you can see what she looks like with playing Tanger High.
Don't come to my section if you ain't VIP, VIP. With pop bottles at the bottom when you just ain't riding, riding. Don't come to my section if you ain't VIP, VIP. With pop bottles at the bottom and you just ain't got it.
I'ma move through the place like I own the joint. Looking for my table for my rolling points. Hemp rap easy, Red Bull straight. Before I go on, I'ma smoke about 8. Backstage cloudy, dressing room crowded. I'm on in 6 minutes and it ain't no sound check. Bass keeps shaking, my irrigation. Soul keep jumping to the funk elation. Lyrical dancing to the funky faces. Wordsmith math with the flow and basis. West Coast feel when you know the patience. Profound flow,
up, yo, bless it up. Big bud, break, cut, fresh the bud. Top shelf Cali, go test your love.
Don't come to my section if you ain't VIP, VIP. With my bottles, got the bottle, when you just ain't hot, hot. Don't come to my section if you ain't VIP, VIP. With my bottles, got the bottle, when you just ain't hot, hot.
Hey, what's going on? It's Westside Wednesdays. It's the G. Lou Show. You know, we about to put some women in the mix. It's your girl CMG from the Conscious Daughters. Let's go. You know what it is. It's a funky expedition, baby.
Okay, we are back. Westside Wednesdays, the G. Lou Show with special guest Igor, DJ Igor Beats. Shut it down tonight. Queen Jean, we are still here.
Yes, we are. That mix is have you in the mix.
All the way in. All the way in.
Igor
Beats.
It's like all the way live.
What he do? What he do? I'm right here. Hey,
what he do?
That's the
moniker.
Hey, I got to say thank you to y'all, man. You know, I was just on the phone with the legendary DJ Alex Mejia. He's listening in, man.
Ooh.
With us, man.
Ooh.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Alex Mejia. What a dude,
yeah.
Man. Thank you, brother. Much love. Much love, legend.
Much love. Wow.
Igor Beats.
So, yeah, what's happening? I'm right here.
Oh, there he is. Okay, okay, okay. We thought we lost
you.
Go ahead,
yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
So, look, you're going live at the same time that you're on the show with us?
You got it.
Hey, Igor, man.
Yeah,
hey, Igor, before we check out of here, man, tell them again where they can find you at, where they can catch you live right now, like everything that you want the people to know. Go ahead and hit them with it, bro.
For sure. If you want to catch me live, check me out every weekday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, at twitch.tv/BayLifeRadio. I'm all over the Bay DJing, man. I'm into doing private parties now. That's so much fun. I don't even want to go DJ back in the club. Yeah, hit me up, 510-472-1517. Tell your auntie to call me. Let me do her birthday party. You know what I'm saying? I like putting the 40-plus, 50-plus, old school. I'll do the youngster party if you give me 2 blunts and a Tylenol. You know what I mean? other than that, keep me in
That's
the old
right.
school. And, yeah, hit me,
right.
DJ Igor Beats @gmail.com. DJ Igor Beats, Instagram. Richard Gray, I'm not running from nobody. Richard Gray, Gray, on Facebook. And, yeah, let's link up, man.
There it is.
Definitely.
There it is, DJ Igor Beats. Queen G, you got anything else for Igor before we check out?
I just want to tell you, blessings to your prosperity. It's been fun. I really enjoyed you, your energy, the whole vibe, and let's keep in touch. And if I know anybody in the Bay Area that needs a DJ, I'm going to definitely let them know, recommend you highly for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Make sure you put in my reference that DJ Squaropolis is my teacher.
Oh, most definitely.
Definitely.
For sure. Can I also say, shout out to my man, Jeff Kwan from By the Pound Rap Media. Jeff is a genius. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Jeff Kwan, Don Magic Kwan.
Yes, for sure. Jeff is a genius, man. Jeff has hooked us up with some of the damnest interviews. And, man, you know, one of my most favorite interviews is MC Shan. I feel like MC Shan is my partner now. We
oh,
talk so
yeah.
Shout out to
MC Shan.
MC Shan,
yeah.
Yeah. And most of all, much love to y'all, man, here at Blog Talk Radio. Much love to you, G. Lou, man. I've been watching you, man. You caught me when with all those flyers. You was having all those lowriders on there. I was like, yeah, this got to be the show.
Oh, that's our Sunday show. You gotta join us on Sundays. That's our Fabulous Lowrider OG show. You gotta check us out on Sundays, same time, 7 o'clock.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm there.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Hey, Igor. And before you get out of here, you know you got to give us a drop so we can have for the archive, bro, for the G Lou show. Give us that Igor Beats drop, please.
Oh, for sure. Here you go. Check this one out. What do you do? It's your boy DJ Igor Beats, and we live on the G Lou show, huh?
That part. Thank you, sir.
What do you do?
Thank you, sir.
The Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to the G Lou show, huh? What do you do?
There it is. There it is right there. There it is right there.
That
Igor
one.
Beats.
Yeah.
Check him out on Bay Life Radio. Follow him right now, DJ Igor Beats. This show here will be up shortly. Check it out on the Blog Talk Radio archive. We'll have it up on our YouTube channel as well. It's been a pleasure and an honor, sir. DJ Igor Beats, thank you, man. And shout out to Bay Life Radio, BTP Media again. But Igor, thank you for gracing our show tonight. It definitely was a classic episode.
For sure. Thank y'all for having me, man. I appreciate it. Anytime.
Thank
yes,
you.
Sir.
Blessings. One love.
For sure. We out.
What's cracking? It's your boy, OG Arabian Prince, from the world's most dangerous group, NWA. I'm on a G New show with my homegirl, Queen Jean. The sexy Queen Jean, G Lou. 24/7. Y'all come check this out once a week. Usually just once a week or every day. Once a week, every day. Get on the podcast. Go check it out. Go on the website. Go on the social media. Pump up the G Lou show. And Queen Jean.
Arabian Prince, back with a style of hype. Not slow and low, it's the fast type. Getting jumped. Can you hear the drum?
Yo, Dre, why don't you pump it up some?
All right, Westside Wednesday, the G Lou show. Before we get out of here, we want to give a shout out to the homie who lost his life today, Young Dolph from Memphis, Tennessee. Definitely a young independent boss, multimillionaire who did it on his own way, and he lost his life today from gunshot wounds. Another black brother dead in the streets. A young man, father, son, husband, entrepreneur. You know. But at the same time, caught up in the street life, this is the second or third attempt on his life, and this time they took his life. So rest in peace to the homie Young Dolph, man. Much love forever, and shout out to Young Nipsey Hussle as well, who lost his life, and they teamed up on this track right before Nip died. So rest in peace, Dolph, from the G Lou Show West Side.
Get life or get killed. Man, how the fuck it gon' feel when we start touching the meals? We ain't got nothing but shells. We ain't got nothing to tell. Watch how the story unveil. Bet you the hustle prevail. Equity all in my deals. $900 a meal. Fuck with that team on the snow crab. Hoggy like shrimp when it's chill. Slide on them leathers from Frankfurt. Smell it, make sure it don't stink first. Test to make sure that the brain work. Beat that shit all out the framework. You would just say my name, no? Figured you know how this game go. So run me your watch and your chain, bro. Next time I'm calling my gang, go. Shining got all of my chains on. Back of that back and my brain's blown. Run up that check and I lay low. Make sure that money gon' make more. Nigga, y'all witnessed it. We got 8 businesses. Hater, that's bankroll. You could die if I say so. Heavy like 77 Street caseloads. Shit, it get straight cold. Shit, it's just business. We pull up and take souls. Gorillas in 8 mode. L.A. County will teach you that predator play mode.
Really from up in the house. Really thumpers in the cows. Really say what I'm about. Off the block, I made a whole onion. Heavy hustle, got the name buzzing in the kitchen, whipping, trying to gain something. Fucking through it to my lane, cousin. Bitches know I got a chain coming. Nigga know I got a chain coming. Pussy talking, know he got a fade coming. Pull up on me with the same thing. I run it up with my bitch. She gon' get cracking with me and don't say nothing. I can't be wasting my time. All I'ma do it for if it don't make nothing. I keep my phone on my hip, cause I chase a bag. I know they won't take it from me.
Why?
I know they won't take it from me. Yeah.
In my trap house, I trust. About bitches, I don't give a fuck. Let's see how fast you can count it. Came up by 16 ounces. I just parked my rape in the hood. Cooking in my backwood. And I got a sack full.
tour. Don't know about you, but life good. Hey, I ain't been doing number count paper. Ducking and dodging these haters. Bitches, they making me sick. Tell them fuck niggas, get they weight up. Remember sitting in the house with about 100 pounds. Pit bulls in the backyard and we got a couple 100 rounds. Nigga, where the fuck you was at? I ain't never seen you out here. Mom and my daddy were fucked up, nigga. I was forced to be out here. Yeah.
Really come up in the house. Really thumpers in the cows. Really say what I'm about. Off the block, I made a whole onion. Heavy hustle, got the name buzzing in the kitchen with it, trying to gain something. Fucking through it to my lame cousin. Bitch, you know I got a chain coming. Nigga, know I got a chain coming. Pussy talking, know he got a fade coming. Put him for me with the same thing. I run it up with my bitch. She gon' get cracking with me and don't say nothing. I can't be wasting my time. All I'ma do it for if it don't make nothing. I keep my phone in my ear, cause I chase the bag. I know they won't take from me.
Rest in peace to Young Dolph. Rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, like Queen just said. Two brothers taken out the same type of way in their own neighborhoods by the same type of haters. You know, I will say, when will it stop? But it continues. And, you know, this is just the life we live, and some the life we choose, some not as well, but it's just what it is. You know, we just try to stay safe and be better than we were yesterday. That's all we could do. Take something from every situation. Learn from this situation, young men out there. Take anything you can from it. You know, we're not bulletproof. We're not invincible, you know, and all that. But we can improve the way we live and the way we move, the energy we put out there. Remember, the energy you put out is the energy you reciprocate. You know what I mean? Anything can happen at any time. Exactly. You know, but if the good energy is there for you, you pray a lot. You put out good energy. You know what I mean? You do these type of things. You know, you're not... I don't know, and I don't want to preach. I'm going to go over to Queen Jean. We got about a minute and a half left before we get out of here. I just wanted my spill. Rest in peace, Young Dolph. Rest in peace, Nip. I'm going to let Queen Jean take you out of here.
Yeah, whatever you guys say a prayer for Young Dolph's family. He had left two children behind, a boy and a girl, two small children, and his wife. So, you know, be careful for everybody who's out in the streets like this. Keep your head on the swivel. Be careful. Peace and love to everybody with blessings. Praying for your families. Pray for mine as well. Peace. Stay solid.
Peace and love, y'all. We'll see y'all Friday night. And you guys have a blessed week. Rest in peace, dog. We out of here. Peace and love, y'all.